Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 372. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. In this particular episode, I'm going to be going over some very simple things that will completely transform your improv. And these things are what I see the most when students send me videos or I hear students. These particular issues that they're having drastically affect their sound. And what I mean by that is, like, I listen to them and I'm like, oh, these things aren't happening. And that's what I'm going to tell you in the video. These particular things aren't happening in their playing, and that's why it sounds the way it does. Now, no matter how many cool licks you got, how many altered scales you got, how many bebop approach notes you got, how many fourth patterns you got, if the things that I'm about to show you in this video, in this podcast, aren't happening, then none of that is going to sound good. And I think students and even myself at a certain point were like, why isn't my improvisation sounding good? It just doesn't sound like I'm playing through the changes. It doesn't sound like I'm improvising over All the Things You Are. It doesn't sound like I'm improvising over Stella by Starlight. It just sounds kind of like random stuff put together. And it's because of exactly what I'm going to be going over with you in today's podcast. And I'm going to give you exercises and drills that you can do to really start to work on this today, right? By the end of the week, your playing could be absolutely transformed if you implement and work on the drills in this particular podcast episode, right? So just discipline yourself to do those drills, and I promise you, you'll be 1,000 times better, right? I couldn't even think of the biggest word for how much your playing will transform. And again, take it from me. I mean, like, I've seen thousands and thousands of students running Jazz Piano School and teaching privately just for years. And I promise you, these things are the number one thing that I give to students. I mean, like, no matter how advanced you are, like, students will come to me and I have to strip back so many layers. Like, okay, you're doing a great job, right? You got you're playing bebop approach notes. It sounds like you're improvising, and like, it sounds like you're in intermediate to advanced. You got things happening for sure. But at the base of this, there's fundamentals that just aren't there. And that's what's making your improv sound weird. It's not like the advanced stuff. Like, you got cool advanced stuff going on. It's really basics that are really taken away and prohibiting you from sounding like the people you want to sound like. Red Garland, Wynton Kelly, Bill Evans. Like, there's really fundamental things that aren't happening, and they have to happen with supreme accuracy. So that's exactly what I'm going to show you today. My live programs are about to start in September. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/live program discount to get discounts on those programs. My VIP coaching tier is sold out, but I do have the accelerator tier and mastermind tier available. Okay, so you can go check that out. These are live coaching programs with myself, my team, with a cohort of students. You can think about these as college level live training classes, masterclass live a week per week, custom lesson plans, a specialized group community outside of the Jazz Piano School membership, and constant messaging, interaction with teachers. It's a full teaching program. If you don't have my new roadmap, definitely go pick that up. You can go to jazzpianoschool.com/roadmap to get the roadmap for my system. It's a 3-gold system. It's what I teach off of. It's what this is based off of here today. Highly recommend that pick that up completely free. I've literally kind of used this system. It's going to be transformed into a book that I'm writing, completely free ebook you can go get. And again, it's a full flow chart with a clickable goals that will give you all the components that you need for each particular goal in my 3-goal system. Comping and accompaniment, essentially voicings on how to comp in a group style setting. Goal number 2, solo piano. And goal number 3, improvisation. Okay? So with that being said, let's dive right into this episode. Please, please, please listen closely, take notes. And when you do this, again, send some videos into us. I'll be happy to check out your before and after. I'm actually trying to collect more testimonial videos and student analysis so I can show people on the podcast. Go to youtube.com/jazzpianoschool. I really want to get to 100,000 subscribers. So if you want to help me out, you can do that by going and subscribing to my YouTube channel. And the video of this podcast, for anyone who's new here, is available on the YouTube channel. So you can watch me doing everything and demonstrating everything that you're listening to on this podcast. Again, youtube.com/jazzpianoschool. Okay, here we go.
There's one small bit of knowledge that when you know it, it can totally transform whether or not you make progress in improvisation. And here it is. First of all, you need to ask yourself, are you trying to improve with a bass player or without a bass player? Because those are two completely separate paths. So if you're not playing with a bass player and you're trying to improve your improvisation in a solo piano way, check it out. What do you notice about this? My left hand is having to do a heck of a lot of work, isn't it? Right? It's playing some 1/7 10s, it's playing some bass note to rootless voicings, it's got, again, bass note to rootless voicings or shells, and then again, some 1s and 7s. It's doing a lot. Now, if you're trying to improve your improvisation in this manner, in a solo piano manner, this is going to be the most difficult path you could possibly take to learning improvisation. Were you aware of that? Now, I highly wouldn't recommend starting there because a lot of improvisation is just in your right hand. And I know you may not be wanting to play in groups, but if I switch to iRail Pro and I focus on just my right hand, here's what this is going to sound like. Particular method of learning improv is going to be so much easier to start with, especially if you're a beginner, intermediate, even if you're an advanced player. And the whole basis around this is really focusing in on your right hand. So again, just by simply asking yourself, am I trying to play in a group or am I not? And starting out in simple educational steps, this is going to completely help you put you on the right path right off the bat. Right now, of course, a lot of us want to learn improv in a solo piano way, no problem, but let's start here. Let's learn the fundamentals of improv. Step number two, okay, is once you got this down and you're starting down this path, the right hand and left hand thing is really going to be completely separate. We don't need to worry about our voicings just yet. We really don't. I'm going to help you with a couple really simple exercises and drills, build some fundamentals in just a second, but we really don't need our left hand at all. If I go and solo with my left hand right now, sure, it's going to add some great harmonic support. The bulk of the work happening in my right hand, right? So don't even worry about your left hand because, again, it's just going to be very, very distracting to your brain to try to think about when to comp, what voicings to comp. It's really going to take away from how your right hand learns, okay? So let's put that on the back burner for now. So the next most important thing you want to focus on is as follows. So many of my students come to me and they start to do this. I'm going to show you what this sounds like. You tell me whether or not this sounds good to you. Here we go. Right? Now, clearly, I'm exaggerating a lot. But the thing that I'm not doing here, the thing that will really transform your improv overnight is simply landing on chord tones. And if you've been following me a long time, you know, for 10 plus years since I've been running Jazz Piano School, you'll have heard this a lot. But again, I can't stress how important this is from a fundamental level because most of this time, students come to me in my live programs in JPS, the membership area, and they submit videos and they give us videos and I hear videos just like that. Now, the main takeaway here is that you can drastically improve your improv overnight just by focusing on landing on chord tones. Here's a very simple exercise you can do to improve this immediately. And I've heard even advanced players really not pinpointing chord tones in their solo. And if you want to sound like the pros, again, Wynton Kelly, Red Garland, Oscar, all of them are playing lines and landing on these simple chord tones during their solo to really reference the harmony in the tune. This has to be done with accuracy. If you don't know what your chord tones are, they're just the four notes that really spell out a chord. So F minor would be F, A flat, C, E flat. So you have those four options. Now here's the drill. It doesn't matter what you play right now. If you're at this level, it does not matter what you play in the middle of the measure. All that I want to see, and this is what I give to my students as well, and they're like, oh my God, my improv sounds so much better. All I want to see in here is that you are landing on a chord tone on the downbeat of, each measure, okay? I'm going to bump iReal Pro down to 70 BPM. I'd recommend this at 60 or 70 BPM. Here's what this is going to sound like. I'll do 64 BPM with this drill. Again, in the middle, you can take all the space you want. You don't even have to play, right? Check it all. I'll start to expand a little bit as I go through. The third on the F minor 7. Here's the seventh on the B flat. I didn't even move, but now I'm going to move to the third of the E flat. Third of the E flat. Root. Third of the D flat. Fifth. Third. Third. Fifth. Okay, I'll go to the third of the C minor. Third of the F minor. Root. Fifth. Okay. Seventh. Fifth. Root. Root. Now already, in the simplest way, shape, and form, right? You can hear how I am actually playing through the changes. My improvisation sounds like I'm playing through the changes. So one of the biggest and fastest things you can do to make improvement literally today and completely transform and change the way your improv sounds overnight is just doing this drill. Whatever you play in your improv, slow your iReal Pro down to 64, 60, whatever you need to take it, and ensure that you land on chord tones. I give this to all my students to start to build that solid fundamental platform so that we can layer on more advanced tools. Now, the next step here is to have a little bit of connection, because if we're just landing on chord tones, we do need some notes in the middle, right, to create some smooth scalar motion between our chord, okay? Now, I don't want to get completely crazy into all the theory and modes, but if you have the chord tone thing down, you can now go to this next step, right? So now I'm going to start to move up and down my chord scale. I don't want to teach you all about chord scales right now. I just want you to listen. I want you to understand the process right now. And again, right? So I can move up and down between my notes and my chord scale. But one thing doesn't change. I'm still holding on to the fact that I'm going to land on my chord tone on the next measure. So even if I play something like this, let me just see the screen here, make sure you guys can see everything. Okay. You see that? So I landed on the seventh of my B flat minor 7. So I went F up and down the scale and then landed on the seventh. Okay, now pro tip here. One thing we don't want to do is make large jumps to our chord tone. So I don't want to do this. And then like jump up randomly. That's going to sound very disjointed and like and very segmented. We want to create smooth transitions into the closest chord tone like that to really create a nice smooth glass-like transition into that next chord. Otherwise, your improv is going to sound very, very disjointed, right? So again, on my B flat minor 7, I'm on the 7th here. You know, so let's say I go, I might go down to the 7th here. Now, you don't have to play all 8th notes. You can leave space, and you can move up and down in little patterns. Like you could go, right, so I left a little rest there. 1 and 2, 3 and 4 and 1. You see how I easily just made a step motion down into my third there? So again, this next step creates fluidity and smoothness to connect the chord tones. That's why chord scales are so important. Let me demo this for you. This would be the next exercise I give to all my students. And this is going to help you build that very fluid, easy, improv that sounds so natural. And again, when you start to up the tempo, this is what really helps play at faster speeds as well. Just a little miscellaneous tip. Let's go 60 BPM. Here we go. Very slowly, it allows me to think. Seven. I'm not using my left hand, right? Here's my third. Third. You hear how smooth this sounds, right? I'm gonna start on the seventh now. Root. 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 Right? You see that? So now, by utilizing the chord scales, I'm able to create these beautiful, smooth transitions between my chords so that everything is connected in like with a glue that's just seamless. It's completely seamless, right? And again, another thing that completely just shifts the way that most students' improvisational sounds. And it's because of just these two factors. Like 9 out of 10 times, it's because of these two things that students really aren't, you know, generating the pro sound that they want, mainly because they're not hitting chord tones. And the other thing is that because the chord scales aren't happening to connect the chord tones and reflect a smooth transition between the harmonies, okay? Now, the third thing I'm gonna give you is musicality. Musicality. This is going to be really the next step that I bring my students to. Once they're pretty familiar at this, there's still a lot of things missing. Dynamics, space, textures, right? Now you can jump around once you've kind of finished a line. So if I go and land on that five, I don't have to start on that chord tone for the B flat minor seven. I can jump to a new chord tone, but I really don't want to make it like huge jumps. I might jump to the third and then third. And then again, I might move my hand to start my new line. It's like speaking a new sentence, right? But we do need musicality, good rhythm, good swing feel, good textures, right? Dynamics, things like that, space, and interesting types of motifs in development. Here's what that would sound like. For this exercise, you want to just take a small repetitive pattern. Play a small repetitive pattern and try to keep that pattern going with the other two steps I just taught you. Landing on chord tones and then utilizing chord scales for those smooth transitions. Here we go. I'm going to pick a small repetitive pattern and just repeat it. And this is going to help development and musicality in my improv. Here we go. Third. Third. Repeat. I'll do the same thing here. Okay, repeat. Maybe I'll change it up a little bit now. I did skips there. So you're still hearing the same pattern. Maybe I'll change my pattern now. I finished with a different pattern there. Okay, so couple things. I hit a chord tone on every downbeat of every single chord. I also utilize my chord scales to transition between the harmonies to reflect the harmonies appropriately by creating seamless movement with my chord scales. And third, the repetitive motifs that I was creating allowed me to draw the listener in, right? With development in my improv. Now, that's all I have for you today, but here's what you can do after that. Once you've gotten to this level, you can start to build on other different types of approaches. So now we can start to move into some bebop approaches if bebop is your style, because you've gotten fundamentals down. Now we can do things like this. Any sort of bebop approach you really want to use, you could do. Now, bebop approaches, again, are enclosures or ways to approach chord tones. They create tension and release. If you wanted to go into more of a modern style, right, you can start to do more pentatonic type of stuff or fourth type of movement. So you could do. Right? that's going to be your modern style. And if you wanted more of a blues style, you could go more into the blues scale in the beginning of this. Right? That's going to be my A flat blues because I'm in the key of A flat. But one thing holds true. And again, these fundamental elements that I started the video with, these are really the key to transforming your improvisation in the long term. It's going to build solid fundamentals for you. And like I said, all the drills and exercises that I give to my students mainly start with that because those are the things that really I see over and over again, 30 plus years, right, of teaching that students really don't have a strong grasp of when they come to see me and study with me in my live programs or in, you know, JPS. I'll suggest this to them as well. But when you start to work on these things, I promise you, you're going to experience like overnight transformation in your improvisation in 1 week or less. As long as you do these exercises, you're going to be absolutely floored by how your improv sounds. And then from here, you can start to build on more advanced layers, your altered scales, your blues, your half whole, different types of voicings in your left hand, and that just kind of snowballs and you get better and better. And by the time you know it, you sound like a pro. Hope you guys enjoyed that, and I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for tuning in. I hope today's episode helped bring you some clarity or even inspiration for your playing. If you want a clear path to move forward based on your personal jazz goals, I put together a free resource called the Jazz Piano School Flowchart. It maps out the three most common goals jazz pianists pursue: how to play in a band, comping, solo piano, and improvisation. And it shows you exactly what to work on to get there. You can grab it now for free by going to jazzpianoschool.com/flowchart, or just click the link in the show notes. I'll catch you in the next episode, and as always, happy practicing.